Now that the 2014 New Jersey State Fair Sussex County Farm and Horse Show is underway through August 10th, you've no doubt been making plans on when to go, check out what there is to see, and eat what there is to eat. Most of it fried and baked, but that's a good thing. My next guest is here to talk about a great Sussex County program for kids, which gets center stage at the fair. Here with the details about what the Sussex County 4-H will be showing and taking part in this year is your Senior Program Coordinator, David Ford. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris.
Sussex 4, the number 4-H, Sussex, the number 4-H.org is the Sussex County 4-H website. Learn more about their schedule. You can also go over to njstatefair.com to find the daily schedule and where the Sussex County 4-H is. But you've been there so long, David, I'm sure people know where to find you at this point. If they don't, then they must be new to the fair.
Well, sometimes it's hard to get a bead on me between the barns and the Shotwell building where all our members' projects are. I stay pretty busy throughout the fair, but it's a great time, and it's going to be a wonderful fair this year. We're looking for some great weather.
And as I mentioned, the 4-H has been an active part of the fair since it began back in 1936, and with the fair that has a goal and usually hits it between 200,000 and quarter million visitors each and every year, this is a big stage for you guys.
Absolutely. It's the largest fair, agricultural fair in the state. And our members are really excited to share the projects they've been working on all year. Chris, we have over 600 members, and 549 of them are signed up to participate in this year's fair.
And I always tell people, too, especially if you go to the Shotwell building, it's always great to show up and be supportive of the work the kids do year-round, but it's also a great photo opportunity. Bring your camera because it's one of the few times you get to be up close to some animals that you don't normally get to see that close.
Absolutely. I mean, we have kids raising all sorts of different project animals throughout the year, and I think that's probably what most people associate the 4-H program with. But we also have the Shotwell building where there are projects sort of outside of that, arts and crafts, photography. The shooting sports program shows off their targets. There's a real diversity of different things that youth are interested in and that they get to exhibit in that building.
Fun thing, too, when you talk with some of these kids about their projects, whether it's the handy creative work or the animals and the care and the raising, if you ask them questions, it's almost like talking to an expert with a master's degree. That's how much knowledge these kids hold about what they're doing.
Well, they really take an interest. I mean, they select the project they're working in, and they're working with not just adults, but as kids age through the program, they become mentors to the younger kids. So they really develop a lot of knowledge throughout the year. They also participate in our public presentations program, so they get to practice public speaking skills during the year. And we hope that this pays off at the fair when they get to share this information with visitors.
Talking with David Ford, who is the Senior Program Coordinator for the Sussex County 4-H. Sussex 4, the number 4-H.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The kids are in a variety of competitions with what they do, with whether, again, it's with the animals, with the crafts, photography, arts, and everything and every point in between. And even with that competition, how supportive do you see these kids be of each other, win, lose, or draw?
I think they're very supportive of one another. They participate in a club throughout the year, and as much as it's a competition, they're all there to support one another, and I think they share in everybody's achievements. And even if, you know, they don't get that elusive blue ribbon, they take it as a learning experience. You know, there's always something new to learn. I think sometimes it's harder to learn when you do get the blue ribbon than when you don't, because maybe you become overconfident and think that you've, you know, sort of achieved that perfection. But really, there's always something to be learned, and that's the way they should be approaching the competition.
It's important, too, with the kids and their projects, no matter what the age, isn't it, that the parents oversee and guide, but it's the kids that are the ones who are directing and propelling this work forward.
Absolutely, yeah. We encourage the youth in the program to develop a sense of independence and self-determination, and we look to the parents in the clubs to support not just their own children, but all the children in the club, and to support the leaders who volunteer their time to make the program work. And it's been very successful.
Now, of course, the various displays in the areas of the fair where the Sussex 4-H is set up with the variety of displays that you guys are going to have, people go through when they're you know, bouncing around like pinballs in the pinball machine. I guess I'm showing my age there. But the when the day is done, what's the reaction to the kids after, you know, the crowds have gone and everything's calmed down and they've had all these experiences and exchanges with people? How do the kids absorb everything that takes place in any given day at the fair?
I think they try to take a deep breath along with their volunteers and, like you're saying, try to soak it all in. But one part of the program that we encourage is the record book or the journal that kids maintain throughout the year. They set goals at the beginning of the year, and they record information about their project throughout the year, activities that they're involved in, news clippings, things that they do that relate to their project. So it becomes a means of record-keeping and a focus for them to practice observation.
I know this sounds an odd way to put it, but the working with animals in particular, it really does tandem in with the what the design of 4-H is all about, to develop self-confidence, to have an environment for making mistakes, getting feedback that educates, and all in a safe situation to supply youth with a depth of topics so they can learn and gather their own interests instead of being, you know, 22 years old and still trying to find themselves, and to take part in community service, citizenship activities. It really it becomes a stabilizing force for kids who too often we see when they don't have this as an outlet, they get into the stupid zone and do crazy things out in the street. And what the 4-H offers kids of all ages really is just a stable growth and fun environment.
Absolutely. I mean, we try to provide a positive environment for youth development. And we want members to get hands-on with their projects. That's how they learn. That's always been our model. You know, you mentioned the agriculture. In some of our projects, kids will actually be selling their animals at market on Tuesday at an auction. It's a really exciting process, but it's up to the kids to recruit a buyer, and that's where they learn the business side of agriculture. They have relationships with these buyers throughout the year, and, you know, it's great for the buyer, too, because they get to learn where their food came from. That's something that we've kind of lost in this country over the last century, so it really connects people to agriculture, provides great lessons for the kids, and it's a good experience for the buyers and everybody involved in the program.
So as the New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show continues through August 10th, you can find the Sussex County 4-H at the Ag Area, the barn, the Shotwell building, with a variety of projects, a variety of results of work that the kids have been doing all year round. Show your support, have some fun, learn, and maybe even have your kids become involved with the Sussex County 4-H. You can learn more about joining as far as being a kid and being a mentor as well at Sussex4H.org. That's Sussex4H.org. We'll be joined this morning by the Senior Program Coordinator for the Sussex County 4-H, David Ford. David, best of success this year as always at the fair. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. I'm looking forward to it. I hope to see you out at the fair.